Well, great Thursday, beloved. Thursday, the day named after the god, that's a small g god, Thor. And so, thunderous Thursday. And let's continue with our time together. Today, we are in 2 Thessalonians, beginning the second letter that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, and chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Again, God's saving word for this week has been encouragement. And in the Apostle Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, he emphasizes the need for believers to remain steadfast in their faith despite trouble and suffering, to work for a living as did Paul and his companions, and to persevere in doing good. In today's reading, Paul greets the Thessalonians and expresses thanks that their faith is growing along with their love for one another. He writes of God's judgment on those who reject God and the good news about Jesus. So, let us begin. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the people of the church in Thessalonica, who belong to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Our friends, we must thank God at all times for you. It is right for us to do so because your faith is growing so much and the love each of you has for the others is becoming greater. That is why we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God. We boast about the way you continue to endure and believe through all the persecutions and sufferings you are experiencing. All of this proves that God's judgment is just, and as a result, you will become worthy of his kingdom for which you are suffering. God will do what is right. He will bring suffering on those who make you suffer, and he will give relief to you who suffer and to us as well. He will do this when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven with his mighty angels with a flaming fire to punish those who reject God and who do not obey the good news about our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction, separated from the presence of the Lord and from his glorious might, when he comes on that day to receive glory from all his people and honor from all who believe. You too will be among them because you have believed the message that we told you. That is why we always pray for you. We ask our God to make you worthy of the life he has called you to live. May he fulfill by his power all your desire for goodness and complete your work of faith. In this way, the name of our Lord Jesus will receive glory from you and you from him by the grace of our Lord and grace of our God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's key verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. We ask our God to make you worthy of the life he has called you to live. May he fulfill by his power all your desire for goodness and complete your work of faith. You know, it's interesting that of all the things that the Christians in Thessalonica could have done, the thing that has brought them the most repute, the biggest thing that is talked about throughout the area is of their love one for another and for the brethren. Let us pray. Lord God, I believe in the good news about the Lord Jesus. Fulfill my desire for goodness and continue to strengthen my faith day by day, so that all I do and say is in accord with your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end. Join us tomorrow when we will be in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 17, when the Apostle Paul speaks of the wicked one who will deceive the people with falsehoods. Until then, God bless. You just have a day rejoicing in God's goodness in your life. We'll see you tomorrow.